Welcome to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, on this beautiful winter day. At least it's certainly winter in our area with lots of snow on the ground, which we enjoy so much. I'd like to share with you my passion for preparedness, and it's about preparing ourselves, our households, our families, our neighborhoods, our communities to meet the changing world around us and to do it without fear. One of the challenges that I have is how do we keep this, it's a very serious subject, but how do we keep it a positive, upbeat as much as we can, but not be flippant about these things? So that's one of the challenges I have, and also we may have people joining us in the middle of this series. This is an ongoing series, sharing some of these principles, concepts, and ideas with you. And the advantage of having Republic do this is that if you'll go to the Republic website in the archives section, you'll be able to find the past programs. This is number 10 in the series right now, and all of the others are there, and I would encourage you to go back and listen to them because I'm actually presenting them in an order that would make sense if you take it from the beginning to the end. Today's program is on parachute number 3, which is sanitation, and this is part 2. If you missed part 1, please go back and listen to part 1. I'll give a brief overview of some things, but the details of the materials are right there on the website. If you have questions, you can email them to me at askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com, and they make it into my system to get answered. Also, if you don't have access to the Internet, then you can call a toll-free number, which is 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set, and leave your messages or questions or thoughts there. We appreciate it so much. We've had them coming in, and I like to hear from folks from Canada and across the U.S. we're now hearing. Now, this being sanitation, this third parachute, in brief review, and by the way, I'm doing things a little differently today. I'm not doing all the review that I normally do on the base principles. We'll put them at the end if we have time. This second part of sanitation, the question that we ask and review is, why is sanitation a parachute? You know, a parachute is something that if you don't have it on when you fall out of a plane, it isn't a quality, you don't use it, you don't know how to use it, you're going to die. Well, sanitation is one of those things. You see, during emergencies and disasters, the system around us breaks down. The infrastructure, we have loss of infrastructure, which is things like sewer, water, waste disposal, medical and insect and vermin suppression. When those things break down, then sanitation issues become extremely severe. See, during emergencies and disasters, people break down. That's because of physical stress, emotional stress, lack of proper rest, which is another kind of stress, poor and inadequate nutrition, which is also a stress. And then you have bacteriological and microbial overload, and the immune system can simply just collapse. It just cannot handle it. Our bodies were created with this marvelous resilience and ability to withstand an awful lot of assault, but it can only take so much before it will collapse on you. And that's why overload in all these areas can be a real problem. You see, the spread of illness and disease is through a whole bunch of interrelated methods. We call them vectors. You have animals and vermin and insect and clothing and surfaces. You've got people, just contact between people, and water and food, soil and air. All of these things can spread illness and disease. I pointed out in last week's program, very briefly, I'll review some of these things, but that one of the single most deadly substances on planet Earth is one that we have control over, and that's human waste in its various forms. Human waste comes in three forms. You have the urine, the garbage, and then the solid matter, the fecal matter that comes out of the body. These things are so very, very dangerous to work with if you don't handle them properly. And that's what sanitation is all about. That and some other things we'll be discussing in part two. Right after this break, we'll continue.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back to our continuing program, Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips. Into our brief review of last week's program, but I would encourage you to go to the RBN website and go on the archive area and listen to these past programs. But here's just a quick overview. We talked about human waste as being one of those tremendous issues that we have to deal with, and in an emergency when our infrastructure has broken down, it becomes a real problem. Disposing of the things that we generate that can contaminate our environment. You see, modern disposal systems, they require the community disposal systems, the ones that so many of us rely upon. They require fuels to run for, whether it be trucks or whether it be for gas for heating or for processing or anything like that, or electricity. And then they also have a cooperative infrastructure that requires those energy inputs, but also the input of people to make them work. They fail because of physical damage, loss of the energy sources, and lack of maintenance personnel to take care of them. And when the system is disrupted, when it breaks down, you have to think downstream. And by downstream, I mean you have to think about your neighbors and people around you, things that flow out of your house, whether it be garbage or whether it be sewage. that you have to think about the people around you, because if you befoul your environment, it's your environment. It isn't just your neighbors, and your neighbors have to think the same way. You have to take responsibility, and you've got to do it early on when the systems break and when they're going to stay broken. You have to not wait and see what happens over the next month because it's too late, because that's when you've set up the disease and pestilence cycle if you haven't taken care of these things quickly. You have to take immediate action. Again, you can't wait. You have to think in terms of community and people around you and you being a part of their community and them being part of yours. And then your responsibility, one that's so important, is to help others, teach and train. And we need to do that beforehand. That's why I do these programs through media and travel around the country to do instruction so that we help people get prepared for whatever may happen. So if the system breaks down, in particular, we've talked last week, most of the program was on the sewage disposal, this human waste that we put out right from the body. When that white porcelain throne doesn't work because there's no pipes to carry it, or the system is broken where it would process these things, or you don't have any water to flush it, then what do you do? And, of course, it depends on what kind of a system you're attached to. My favorite system, the one that is most valuable to have, and I'd encourage you to start switching in this direction if you have the resources, and that is using a dry composting toilet, because that solves the whole issue. It's not about putting anything out into the community, because you're taking direct personal responsibility at your home to process that human waste into something that can be very safely disposed of. You're turning it into something that's actually useful. So the composting toilet system requires almost no change when the system around you breaks down. You might have a little bit of electricity that powers a fan or a heater, but it's such a small amount that you could generate that yourselves, or you may be using a system that doesn't even require that. You may have a personal septic system, may be on community sewer. So depending on what kind of system you're tied to, you have to respond differently. We talked about the ability, if you're not going to be mobile, if we're talking about staying at home in your home, that converting your wet flush toilet into a dry system, that's because you already have it. It's bolted down to the floor and it's stable. It's comfortable and more normal to use, and you can easily convert it back to a wet system. Now, I won't tell you how we did that here other than some key points real quickly. You listen to last week's program and you'll hear in depth about how and why that works and some of the cautions that you need to consider when doing that. How to use the system? These key words, if you'll remember, if you were with us last week, it is separate, cover, carry, and bury. Separate, cover, carry, and bury are the key words here. And we'll see what we're wanting to do is that human waste, when you get it into the soil, properly into the soil will process it and turn it into a safe humus. Now, it may take it months, it may take years, but if you get it buried and taken care of properly without having it exposed to the atmosphere during the process, pit latrines and outhouses are not good choices because they're open to the environment and you have vermin, you have flies, mosquitoes, rats, mice, and what have you that may get down into those things and come out and spread the pathogens that are in that human waste, and you don't want to put those into your environment, particularly if you're in an urban setting or where there's a lot of people around you. If you're very isolated, it's not so bad. If you're the only household within, you know, 5 square miles, then you don't have much of an issue. But when we're close together in our neighborhoods, that's when you have to be so careful with these things. All right. You can also have a mobile system. With it, it'll work very similarly, but you can have a portable seat, if you will, with a receptacle. It might be a white bucket with a plastic bag, but the processing method is really the same if you don't have a dump station. And here again, we're talking about a breakdown of the system. If you've got an RV and you say, well, I've got this black water holding tank and a gray water holding tank, and I just take and dump it. Well, if there's no place to dump it or nobody to process it, what are you going to do with that? That tank full of that sewage, you can't be spreading that around in the environment. You've got to think ahead and be prepared to deal with these things. I talked also briefly at the end of the program about protecting your home environment. This is particularly true if you're on a community sewage system And if you're what the I'll say in the low end of the system where things can flow down to you, even if you're in a flat area, it works the same way. As the pipes and the pumps and the reservoirs fill up, that stuff will start to back up into the street. Or if you're in a community or an area where you have a basement, that's the low spot in the system that you're tied to. As it begins to back up, it'll flow up into your basement. So being prepared to plug off drains, to plug off or cut off the mainline sewer that runs the pipe that goes out from your house, being able to isolate yourself from that system is a very important thing to have in advance so that you don't have your neighbors uphill from you flushing their toilet into your basement or just into your home that's in the low area in there. It'll come up through floor drains. It'll back up into bathtubs and things like that. And when that sewage from your neighborhood and your community backs up into your house, you must abandon your house. You cannot stay there. That is a deadly place to be. Your environment is now befouled to the point that you cannot live there safely. So prepare yourself to be protected from those things. Now, very briefly, that's just an overview of last week's program, and I encourage you to go get the details if you were not with us last week. Let's go on and talk about some other topics in this area of sanitation, because it isn't just about sewage and human waste. It's really about all of the things that could contaminate our environment. One of the topics would have to do with personal hygiene, personal cleanliness. You can get yourself so dirty, if you will, that it becomes a problem, whether it be with sores and rashes and yeast infections and things like that, whether it just be that you now spread your sickness and things around you. Now, we don't have to be so fastidious that, you know, some people will take a shower or two a day, and I'm not suggesting that you have to do that. There's a time when it's appropriate to really wash yourself down and scrub yourself down, but if we've had a breakdown of our system, we probably don't have all of the water. You may not have hot water, and I'm not a real fan of cold showers, but, you know, I'll do what I need to do to take care of myself and my family. Now, here's a thought about this personal hygiene. You know, if you still have, if you're set up so that you can heat your own water, you have a wood appliance, or if you have a propane appliance and you can heat water and you're on a well or however it is that you have water, go ahead and use those things. Use them sparingly, but use them wisely. And I'll say wash up the body, but what are you going to do if you do not have your ability to get in that nice hot shower and just let it run all over you and clean you up? Well, here's a couple of choices. Of course, you can do it the old way that was done, and this is where you'd like to have maybe a big old wash tub. You know, it's the bathtub. Now, by the way, you happen to have a bathtub in your house. Just be sure you know how to plug off that drain so it doesn't leak a lot of water, and you can put some water in there. Now, the challenge with our modern bathtubs, and some of them are like big, that takes a huge amount of water. There's an advantage to having the old wash tub that's not as big as your bathtub because it will not take as much water if you'd like to get down in the water. You can do the sponge bath. That is where you have a small amount of water and you're just washing yourself down, rinsing yourself down, so that you're keeping yourself clean. You can do that. You know, I've been hospitalized a few times and where you can't get out of bed, I give you a bath in bed. You can do that. So using a washcloth just a little bit of some mild detergents. Now, I'm going to talk about not using bar soap here in a minute. You really don't want to use bar soaps. You'd prefer to use some of the liquid detergents in the body washes. They are safer and better to use. A little bit of water, a little bit of these kinds of soaps, and take a sponge bath. Just using a washcloth, a little bit of water, rinse yourself off. It's important that you not leave some of these cleaners on you because they can be a little bit hard on the skin. So that's one way of doing it, the wash tubs and some water to get into, or just using a minimal amount of water in a sponge bath situation. Now, what if you're on the move? What if during the emergency and you're needing to clean up and you haven't had a chance to get out the tubs and do those things, or you don't have them with you? Are there some other options that you can store and have with you that would allow you to take, if you will, a sponge bath without a lot of water? There is an option. It works very well, and I'll tell you my experiences about that so that you get an idea. All of these things are very doable. Well, also remember that I don't believe you can teach anything you haven't done, so I'm just talking to you about things that I have lived and done at various times. Here's another option we'll go off for right after this break. See you in a few minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear on this beautiful winter day. Jim Phillips, your host, talking to you about this issue of sanitation and some of the options you need to consider to prepare yourself and your family so that you don't get sick. That's what this really comes down to. If you're not taking care of sanitation issues, you can become ill and or you can pass on illness to other people, all of which will make your life a lot worse and maybe miserable and maybe even end your life. Illness during emergencies is a very serious problem. I was talking about personal hygiene, which has to do with, first off, about how do you bathe and how do you wash yourself? You know, sponge baths, wash tubs, you know, using your bathtub at home with just a little bit of water, small amounts of detergents and waters to rinse yourself down. It works just fine. Now then, what could you do that would be very portable, that would be, if you will, expedient? Remember when we talked about water, I talked about having expedient water, which is you don't have to do anything. You just open up this jug of water and you drink it because the water is sanitary and pure and it's ready to use. Well, you've got the same thing you can do with some of your sanitation issues for personal hygiene. Here's a simple idea. This was about 1991, 1992. I was on a consulting job in another town. I happened to be at that time in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I was living in a somewhat primitive setting didn't have all the conveniences you'd like to have. And I was thinking about preparedness and my family and what would I do if more things broke down. I was living in a house that didn't have any heat in it or any, gas heat or anything like that. And I started thinking about, well, what about personal hygiene and bathing? And I had this idea because at that time we had, an infant. And you use, diaper wipes. And I thought, well, could I use those kind of like whole body in an emergency? It seemed like it might work. So I went down to the store and I bought all the brands that I could find. I ordered some through, catalogs. I wanted to try them out because they all have a little different ingredients and some of them have a lot of perfume and oils and things. And I just began experimenting with them. And the reason I tell you this is because if you want to use this idea, I'm going to suggest that you too need to do a little experimenting with them, because I found some I didn't like. Some of them were so highly perfumed, you smelled weird. Some of them had a lot of oil in them, baby oil or something. And in fact, when I'd wash my armpits for the rest of the day, I felt like I had a greasy banana peel under my armpit or something. You know, your arm just felt like gooey or sticky. And I thought, well, that's awful. I found some of them that left me very clean feeling, didn't have a lot of perfumes or things. I don't like to put a lot of perfumes and things on the body because some of those things may be absorbed through the skin and your liver has to deal with them. So I wanted things that were simple, that worked very well, that would keep you clean. So I found a couple of them. I found one in particular I really liked. In fact, this is one you get not down in the stores. My favorite one that I found, in fact, we still use it. We still store it, even though we don't have an infant. We have it for our personal hygiene and for our storage. And that's one that comes through the Amway distribution system, the Cozy Kids diaper wipes. I found those to be the finest ones I could find back then. I still like them better than others. Now, there's others that are nearly the same. They've got some of the oils and perfumes out of them. They're much more natural, so you may be able to find others. But you try them. You be sure you like it before you would buy some of them in store. And I found that I could bathe my entire body, and I could do this week after week. In fact, I decided I'm going to go 1 month without taking a shower, without taking a bath. The only thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to use the diaper wipes for all of my personal hygiene and cleaning of the body. And I found that it worked just fine. I didn't have any problem for this month-long period. I was working in an office where there were other people around me, and I didn't like draw flies or scare them off. They seem to be just fine, and it worked well. I didn't have any adverse reactions. That's how you learn about these things. You go try it. I don't know that you have to do it for a month, but you might want to do at least partial cleaning for a week or two to be sure you're not going to have some kind of a reaction to something that's in one of these diaper wipes. Well, there you go. That's something that you can buy and that you can tuck away. Oh, the other thing you have to consider about buying some of these wipes, and there are some of them in the stores right now that are the personal wipes, they are not sealed up very well for storage. So take a look at how they are packaged. This is a thing I liked about the Amway ones and some of the others you'll now find, that they are sealed up well for storage so that the fluids that are in them do not leak out. One of the things I'm looking for in buying these things, if you're looking at the labels, I don't want, baby oils or some of those in them, and I don't want alcohol. You want alcohol-free are the better ones to use. They'll have things like aloe vera, and they may have some vitamin E's and a few things like that in them. Read the ingredients list. I don't like things that are colored and perfumed. You make your own choices there. But you try it out to be sure what you like. Also, just be sure they're sealed up well enough. Suppose you found a really good deal on something and you could tell the packaging wasn't necessarily good enough for long-term storage. One of the things you could get is one of these vacuum sealers. A lot of them have them, the food saver type device, and you could vacuum seal it in these heavy-duty plastic bags that are very non-air permeable, and that would keep the fluids from leaking out. So you can turn something... You can improve on the packaging of them if you want to, so they would have a longer shelf life. Well, there's some ideas on personal hygiene as far as washing the body. Now we need to talk a little bit about taking care of the rest of your environment and clothing. All of the part of this. Right after this break, we'll continue with more ideas in sanitation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. If you have any questions that you'd like us to be addressing on the air in the future, or we'll get answers back to you as quickly as we can, you can send them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com, or you can leave a voicemail message and a toll-free number at 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. All right. Now then, let's see about other kinds of sanitizing, particularly like hand sanitizing. There are some waterless hand sanitizers that you can buy. These have a gelled alcohol in them. You've probably seen them in the stores where you can just wipe them on your hands and basically they'll evaporate. They do a pretty good job of killing most bacteria and viruses that may in fact be on your hands. I would highly recommend that you look for the ones, read the labels, look for the ones that use ethyl alcohol rather than isopropyl. The more common ones and the lower cost ones use isopropyl alcohol. Isopropyl alcohol is really a very toxic substance. I mean, it'll kill the critters, but unfortunately, as we've learned through the years, our skins can absorb a large number of things, and the alcohol is going to be absorbed through the skin. Rubbing alcohol is really something you don't want to rub on you very much. The ethyl alcohol is far less toxic in its effect on the body, so you would prefer to use that. Ethyl alcohol, that's grain alcohol, is what it is. So look for those, would be preferred. That's a very handy way without using a lot of water of if you've been handling something or before you handle something to where you sanitize your hands before the fact and after the fact. You can also get some of these hand sanitizers that are water-based. As long as you have a little bit of water and using just a little bit of these liquid detergents will do a good job where you don't use a lot of them and then you don't have to use a lot of water to rinse them off. Speaking of water, you know, we talk about storing expedient water. That's water you can use immediately. And in the water section, and I'd encourage you to go back and listen to those classes. If you haven't heard them, you'll find them on RBN. The titles are there. You can look them up and go back and listen to them. We talk about storing water and how much you should store. Well, the first water you need to store is for drinking. If you want to do some washing and sanitizing, which you really do, you need to store some additional water differently and separately from your drinking water. The reason you might do it separately is you can do it a little more low cost, a little easier. You could get drums or barrels that may not be food grade, but they would be acceptable for washing. Now, you don't want something that has some kind of a toxic substance in it, but just a drum or a barrel that may not be suitable for drinking water, or something that you're throwing away all the time are the liquid detergent bottles. You go to the store, you buy your laundry detergent, you buy your dish liquid, and they usually are a liquid, or very many of them are liquids. Rather than rinse out the last little bit of that soap trying to be frugal, what you do is you pour out what you can pour out, but the little bit that's coating the inside of the bottle and it settles to the bottom, you take those and you fill them up, the bottles, you fill them up with water, you set that aside, and you now have wash water. It has the detergent, the soap in it. The container was free. You were going to throw it away. You've got that, and you can simply use it expediently. You don't have to do anything. It's ready to do, go. Now, let's think about cleaning your clothing. This is a part of your personal hygiene, is having clean clothing. Undergarments being the first and most important one you need to take care of, because they're right next to you. And they're in areas where they may be more soiled, being on the skin and the parts of the body where they are, and you need to keep them clean. Of course, this is where you want to have some of the detergents, the liquid detergent being the best. And by the way, as far as detergent storage goes, the ones you're going to buy in the grocery store, you know, downtown, the liquid ones are better. Get the ones that do not have a lot of fragrance in them and not a lot of additives about, you know, fabric softener and these kinds of things. You want something that rinses very, very easily, very, very cleanly. Most of the powder detergents for washing clothes have a lot of fillers and things in them. Now, some companies are starting to remove them. They're getting more concentrated. They have less fillers. Traditionally, the one that's been around for decades now that has no fillers in it, one we've used for years, we still continue to use it. It's a great product, very, very compact, and rinses very easily, even though it is a powder detergent. And that's the brand that comes from Amway. And so you may know some people in the Amway system that you can buy it from. You yourself may be in there. The SA laundry detergent is a great one. But you're looking for something like that, that would not have a lot of fillers, not have perfumes and colors and whatever it is in it, just a very simple cleaner. And the reason you don't want the fillers is they rinse much more easily. That's why the liquid detergents generally rinse very, very easily, because you're trying to do this without a lot of water. You want to be doing it with only a small amount of water rather than the huge amount that we have right now. How do you wash these things? Well, of course, you can use your bathtub, you can use your wash basins, you can use a wash tub, you can use a, you know, a white bucket, any number of things like that will work fine for washing your clothing. But here's a thing that you may want to consider doing is you can now buy. In fact, if you look in some of the alternative energy catalogs and sites, they have these little countertop tumbling washers. They were very popular in other countries, in Japan and also in Europe. I bought mine, it's been 30 years ago, when it's all metal. It wasn't plastic. It's aluminum. It has a little steel stand on it in this little sphere. You put in your clothing. Now, this is for the smaller garments. You're not going to be putting three pair of blue jeans in this thing. This thing only holds, about 3 gallons volume that the entire thing is. Maybe it's four. But it's on this little stand. It has a handle. You put in your socks, your underwear, your smaller items. Put in a small amount of hot water and just a little bit of detergent, and then you can tumble it with a crank. You just tumble it and slosh it back and forth, and that will wash it out. Then you can dump out that water, squeeze out the contents, put in some rinse water, rinse it a couple of times, and you have now washed things without having to use a scrub board. The old scrub board is fine. It'll do a good job. You can take them outside and beat them on a rock. You can just use your hands to squeeze. Those kinds of things work okay. But if you consider somebody who doesn't have a lot of hand strength, or if you have somebody whose hands may be sore from arthritis or something like that, or children, one of the advantages using one of these little tumbling washers is that you can hook a 5-year-old on it and say, turn the crank, and they can just slosh it back and forth, and they don't have to be particularly mindful of anything other than just keep the thing turning and tumbling. Another thing that you can do is you can make your own washer by using a 5 or 6 gallon white bucket. You'll want to have a lid. And most of them have kind of a little dimple in the center. It's about the size of a mop handle. And you cut that out, and if it doesn't have that, if it's just flat, it's okay. You can just cut a hole in it large enough to get the size of a mop handle through it. And you could use a bathroom plunger in there to have an agitating washer, kind of like an old butter churn, where you'd put your clothing and your water in there with some detergent, and you have the plunger, and you just plunge that thing up and down, slosh, 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 and you'll wash your clothing. Now, there's a washer that's been around for a long time. Sometimes it was known as a jet washer. I forget the name of it right now, but we have several of them, and it's all metal, and it's actually better than the plunger washer. I can't think of the name right now. You can find it on the Stuff outlet. It looks a lot like a bathroom plunger, except it's metal. It's a little bit larger, and it has a hole up through the center where it channels water, and then it squirts down on top of the clothing, and it actually agitates far better than just a bathroom toilet plunger or a sink plunger. You can buy those, and like I say, if you want to look up the name of it, it's on thestuffoutlet.com is where you'd be able to find it. I think Lehman's has it and a couple of others. Cumberland General Store probably has it also. It's just a hand washer plunger. Now, there's the James washer, which is an agitating washer. If you want to be doing larger items and you're going to be doing it for a family, the James washer is kind of a wash tub with an agitator, a handle on the side. And you just pull the handle back and forth, and that'll wash it. If you had the resources and you wanted to use your existing washing machine, you could do that by using a generator to power it for short periods of time. It's not something you have to do all the time. You just have to dump in the water manually if you don't have water in your place. Be careful about the water going down the sewer. If you have a sewage system that's broken down, you'll want to take that, what we call gray water, and pump it outside. Water your bushes, your trees with it. Don't necessarily put it in your garden, but you could do your lawn and other shrubs and bushes and trees with it, and they'll love it. The little bit of detergent that's in there is actually good for your plants. We call that gray water, and the gray water is much safer to handle than the black water in the toilet. The gray water has detergents in it, a little bit of soiling and dirt. Comes out of washing machines, comes out of your showers and bathtubs and places like that. That's water that you can, I'll say, safely dispose of on the surface as long as you move it around and don't concentrate it in one area too much. My parents, for many years, watered all of their trees and shrubs at their house with gray water. I've done that for years also, running it out on plants that will appreciate the nitrates that are in the water. And you're not wasting water then, particularly in an emergency. gray water or something to reuse by watering plants with it. Well, there are some ideas about how you're going to wash your clothing. It's important that you keep clothing and inner garments clean. You have a clean body and you keep getting inside of dirty, you know, scrungy clothing, you're defeating part of the purpose. So personal hygiene is how you clean your clothing also. Okay, let's consider some other personal protection things that you've got to look at doing. One of them is you may be handling things that are very contaminated, soiled. It would be very good to have in your supplies things like plastic gloves, rubber gloves, vinyl gloves. The exam gloves are a nice thing to have, but one thing to be considerate in there is your common exam gloves, your surgeon's gloves. They're usually out of latex, and some people will respond negatively. They react to latex. You need to know if you have that problem. Well, you can store nitrile gloves, or you have others that are non-latex so that you won't have that issue. But the vinyl disposable, latex disposable, nitrile disposable, or others are a good thing to have. So if you're handling something that's just ugly, dirty, I mean, you know, talk about that that plastic bag of human waste that we're going to be taking outside, you might want to be using some disposable gloves when you're handling those things. And then you simply throw those things away. You don't try to keep them. So that's a part of personal protection. Another personal protection to consider that's very important is the quality of the air that you're breathing. In a period of time when you have, you know, sickness and illness going on in a contaminated environment, the particles in the air, the dust that's in the air or droplets of the water may be very very dangerous to breathe at certain times. You'll want to filter those things out. Now, you can go down to the, you know, the local hardware store and you'll buy some little, what are called comfort masks, these little white paper kind of masks. You don't want to buy the comfort mask. You must have one that's rated, it says at the rating level or the filtration level is an N95. That's N as in Nancy and then 95. That does a better job of filtering. Now, this is not a HEPA filter. It doesn't filter out viruses and extremely fine particles, but it's going to capture the majority of the very, very fine dust and powders, things that would be coming off of like cement powder and things like that. That will trap most of those things. And here's the issue in a contaminated environment. You don't have very many free-floating bacteria and viruses. They're almost always going to be attached to either a dust particle or hair or something like that or a skin flake, any number of things. They're going to be sitting on something that's floating in the air. And the other one is tiny little water droplets or mucus droplets that come from people who are coughing and sneezing, even just breathing. You know, you breathe out little droplets of air, particularly if you're breathing hard, and they can be contaminated. Even an N95, even though it's not a HEPA filter, it'll trap the particles and it will trap the bacteria and viruses that may be on them. But here's a caution. The challenge is simply this. You cannot use them for extended periods of time because as you continue to breathe through that mask, you're literally kind of working those little particles back in through the mask. And as the droplets dry up and those things, the mask now becomes contaminated and you can start breathing them through. They work their way through. So if you're using an N95 mask, you don't want to use it for hours and hours or recycle it. You know, use it one day and the next day and the next day. That's not going to keep you safe from pathogens. One thing to consider, there are masks out there, and these are very often are used in the surgical theaters, places like that, that have an iodine in the mask. In fact, there's a couple of different compounds or chemicals or things that will be added to these masks. You have the mask that will do the filtering. The other thing that can be added to the mask is a layer of activated carbon, activated charcoal. That will pick up odors and remove odors that you may be having to deal with. And then some of them will have iodine in there also or instead of, and the iodine that's impregnated in the mask will then kill any bacteria or viruses that try to come through the mask. this advantage of one that has iodine in it, you will be inhaling very small quantities, tiny quantities of iodine, and you'll be able to smell just a little bit of it. Having put these on, you can just barely smell it. That's not harmful to most people. Some people are very sensitive to iodine, and if you're sensitive to iodine, you have to be careful about handling it or using it. These masks, in fact, the one that I have right here that I'm holding, it has the iodine on the outer layer, and then there's an inner layer that has the activated carbon in it, and that's the best one of all because it's now picking up any of that little bit of iodine. It's actually a gas. Iodine being a solid, it sublimates at room temperature, and the activated carbon will be absorbing it so you won't have it come through. Those are the best of all of these masks to protect you. They're also more expensive. You have the filtration, you have the iodine, and then you have the activated carbon to keep you very, very safe. And with that kind of a mask on, you could be in a very, very nasty, contaminated environment with bacteria and viruses that you may be, breathing. Now, consider this, in a very contaminated environment, that the bacteria, viruses can get into the body through other means than just the lungs. You have to take that into consideration also. But the easiest way for them to get in is the air that we inhale, and they get into the mucous membranes and the sinuses in the throat and the airways and into the lungs where they set up housekeeping and make you sick. Continue this discussion right after this break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, continuing in this discussion of sanitation, personal hygiene, and protecting yourself from an environment that may become very, very contaminated. We were talking about the breathing through different masks. We have the little comfort dust masks. Don't bother with them. You have the N95 masks. Then you have the N95s that have carbon and or added into them iodine to kill things off. The ones with the carbon and the iodine, they're actually a standard that's a P95, a higher level of standard for protection. You also can use things like, well, paint respirators, a good quality one. They will have little canisters on there with activated carbon in them that will be absorbing fumes and odors. That can be very useful to use. Keep in mind that if you're going to use these things, you can't use them continuously. You don't try to use them day after day after week. And if you have one that has a little bit of carbon in it, as soon as you start smelling any odors coming through, that carbon is now exhausted and you must change them. But as far as protecting you from becoming ill from things that are in the environment, the lungs is only one way that these things get into the body. They can make it through, of course, you know, cuts on the skin from contaminated surfaces. You can ingest them through the mouth, and then also is through other areas like through the eyes. The moisture of the eyes can allow things to set up housekeeping, if you will, on in the fluids in the eyes, and they may get into the body. So you have to be very careful if you're in an extremely severe environment. That's where the full face mask respirator, we sometimes call them a gas mask, comes in if you're dealing in an extreme environment that has been contaminated either by a man-made event or just really ugly natural events. Then having a full type of respirator gas mask that covers the eyes, the mouth, and the nose is the safest way so that you will not be getting any of those critters into the body to make you sick. Don't buy an old used one. Don't buy something that's been in surplus for 25 or 30 years because seals don't work. The canisters and the filters may be old and exhausted. If you want to go to that level of protection, then get something that is new, that is in date. A lot of these things will actually have a date on the canisters because they will expire over a period of time. Be sure that you have backup filters because once you've exhausted a filter, if you don't have a backup, then you might as well not have one at all. Consider all of those things for your personal protection. Well, some other topics to take a look at. One of them is in the control of vermins and pests that are around you. What do we mean vermin? That's easy to understand for most people. We're talking mice and rats. They can be a vermin. They're a real problem. Mice are really a very, very challenging animal to have around you. They're kind of cute little furry balls, but if they're crawling through your foot across food across your counters and in your environment, their feces and their urine is the feces being the worst one of all. They can really, really be foul in environment, and they spread disease. Same thing with the rats. You've got to keep those guys under control, not have them around you, because of spread of disease. And then sometimes the dust they leave behind in certain areas when the conditions are right, you have things like the Hunta virus and these things. So the mice and the rats, but you have other kinds of little furry creatures that may be running around in things. And again, through their droppings and through their scat, they can leave things that can make you sick. So you have to consider them. Well, more on this topic right after this break at the top of the hour.
With